Every week we bring you what we like to call a prophecy update. We intend to show you how news and trends in the world corroborate centuries-old prophecies that are found in the Bible. This week we're focusing on efforts that are underway to preserve and restore and rebuild the ancient city of Babylon. Babylon was the most important city in the world for about 2,000 years in the past. The Bible tells us that she will be rebuilt and play a crucial role in the end times. For example, towards the end of the book of the Revelation, the 18th chapter, it describes at length the city of Babylon that will exist during the future Great Tribulation. Now, a lot of our thinking about Babylon being rebuilt comes from the fact that the Bible speaks of a sudden, complete, and cataclysmic destruction of the city, which has never taken place historically. Isaiah 13:19-20 says this, "And Babylon, the beauty of kingdoms, the glory of the Chaldeans' pride, will be as when God overthrew Sodom and Gomorrah. It will never be inhabited, nor will it be settled from generation to generation, nor will the Arabian pitch tents there, nor will the shepherds make their sheepfolds there." Then the prophet Jeremiah said this, "Then you shall say, O Lord, you have spoken against this place to cut it off so that none shall remain in it, neither man nor beast, but it shall be desolate forever." Now the context of both Isaiah 13 and Jeremiah 51 is the day of the Lord. That is the most common Old Testament term for our more widely used term, the Great Tribulation. Babylon has indeed been conquered in the past, but never has it been destroyed cataclysmically to where no one dwells there anymore. Dr. Arnold Fruchtenbaum declares, and I quote, "The prophecies regarding the city of Babylon have never been fulfilled in the past. In order for these prophecies to be fulfilled, it will require the rebuilding of the city in the same general area." With all that in mind, it's fascinating to come across a January 2nd article in the New York Times titled, "A Triage to Save the Ruins of Babylon." Here's excerpts from that article. "The damage done to the ruins of ancient Babylon is visible from a small hilltop near the Tower of Babel, whose biblical importance is hard to envision from what is left of it today. Across the horizon are guard towers, concertina wire, and dirt-filled barriers among the palm trees, encroaching farms and concrete houses from this village and others, and the enormous palace that Saddam Hussein built in the 1980s atop the city where Nebuchadnezzar II once ruled. On the hillside, during one of his many visits to the ruins, Jeff Allen, a conservationist working with the World Monuments Fund, said this, 'All this is unexcavated. There's great potential at this site. You could excavate the street plan of the entire city.' For the first time since the American invasion in 2003, after years of neglect and violence, archaeologists and preservationists have once again begun working to protect and even restore parts of Babylon and other ancient ruins of Mesopotamia." So thousands of years ago, the prophets like Isaiah and Jeremiah and John saw Babylon rebuilt on its ancient site, playing a key role in the future Great Tribulation. Thousands of years later, efforts are currently underway to rebuild and restore Babylon. Coincidence or fulfilled Bible prophecy? Well, I say it's prophecy being fulfilled before our very eyes. No prophecy needs to be fulfilled before Jesus can return to resurrect and rapture the church. That event is always presented in the Bible as imminent, could happen at any moment. Are you rapture ready? I hope so. If not, get ready and stay ready, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.